USA Radio News.
The testimony continues for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh today before a Senate Judicial Committee. The Republicans are again yielding their time to prosecutor Rachel Mitchell of Arizona. She began by asking Kavanaugh about some of Ford's testimony from earlier today.
Dr. Ford described an incident where you tried to remove her clothes. Have you ever tried to remove her clothes?
No.
Referring back to the definition of sexual behavior that I have given you, have you ever at any time engaged in sexual behavior with Dr. Ford?
No.
Have you ever engaged in sexual behavior with Dr. Ford, even if it was consensual?
No.
Pain clinic doctor Barry Schultz was sentenced to 157 years in prison for drug trafficking. He is now saying he was a scapegoat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
New unemployment claims rose a bit last week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The weekly figures from the Labor Department showing 214,000 people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 12,000 from the previous week, and right about in line with what analysts were expecting. The highest increases in new claims in California, Georgia, and New Jersey. Biggest declines were in Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas.
A trade deal has yet to be worked out between the United States and Canada, and indications are that the United States may move ahead with a deal with only Mexico. Now, there are still meetings taking place between the United States and Canadian officials. Congressman Tom Reed has an update on what we should expect out of that meeting.
Top of the meeting is going to be, where do we stand with NAFTA? Where do we stand with the negotiation with Mexico and Canada? And the good news is Mexico saw the opportunity. Mexico's decision to negotiate was very wise. And now they have a updated NAFTA agreement for them that's going to work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh is being questioned before a Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, before the questioning began, the judge had a chance to give an opening statement.
Listen to the people who've known me my whole life. Listen to the people I've grown up with and worked with and played with and coached with and dated and taught and gone to games with and had beers with. And listen to the witnesses who allegedly were at this event 36 years ago. Listen to Ms. Kaiser. She does not know me. I was not at the party described by Dr. Ford. This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process. But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. Shortly after I was nominated, the Democratic Senate leader said he would, quote, oppose me with everything he's got. A Democratic senator on this committee publicly referred to me as evil. Evil. Think about that word. And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.